Happy Advent, everyone. I hope that your first few hours of Advent have been very productive and helpful for you and your spiritual growth. The word Advent means coming. That's important because in Advent we celebrate really three comings of our Lord. The first one that's most immediate to us, the coming of our Lord, happens right here in just a few moments, when our Lord will give himself to us in the wonderful sacrament of his love and the gift of the Eucharist. The other coming of Christ is going to happen in about 23 days. Christmas, the coming of our Lord as he comes into the world. And thirdly, the coming of Christ that might be the most furthest away is the second coming, is our Lord coming back and doing exactly what he described in the gospel tonight. Now, as we reflect on what it means for our Lord to be coming, I think it also is important for us to reflect on what it means for us to be getting ready for his coming. And I think, my friends, as a society, we stink at waiting. If you don't believe me, take a look around the next time you're standing in line. When somebody's got to wait a couple of minutes for their order at the fast food place, or how impatient people get when their meal's not served up as quick as they want. We're not good at waiting. Here's another example for you. You ask any elementary school kid, are you excited about finishing elementary school? They're like, yes, I can't wait. I can't wait to go to junior high and get my own locker and have more freedom. And then you ask those junior high students, well, do you like junior high? No, I can't wait until I get into high school. I can't wait to drive and get my own car and have a lot of freedom and fun. And then you ask the high school kids, and they're like, you know what? I can't wait until I graduate from high school so I can go to college and have fun. And then you ask the college student, they're like, I can't wait to finish learning so that I can just go out and get a job. I can't wait until I get to wake up at 6 o'clock every day and go to a real job. And then you ask the people that are working, and they're like, I can't wait to get married and have kids so I can tell my kids what to do. And then those with kids say, look, I can't wait until my kids graduate high school, so then I can put a pool in my backyard like my parents did when I finally moved out of the house. And then people say, I can't wait until I get to retire, and then what are you waiting for now? We're not good at waiting. And so our Lord tells us in the gospel, look, it's time for you to live in the moment. Live in the now. Accept where you are. Be happy with where you are now. Because there's going to be a day when the sun's not going to come up and destruction and fire is going to happen to the world. Are we excited about that? Then let's be excited about right now, about our Lord's love that's here with us now. We don't know when our Lord's coming again. We don't know when he's going to come back to judge the earth. We don't know. But we should live our lives knowing that his love is real and that this moment right now is a gift. A gift that we can't get back, a gift we can't trade. And so our Lord asks us, he invites us in this gospel to help change our perspective, to help change our eyes. Don't look so much in the future about, I can't wait for the next thing to come. I can't wait until Christmas. Live now. Live in the moment. Live in this moment that God gives you as a gift. Since we're in the Advent season, let's use this Advent season as an opportunity for us to grow. I am always amazed when I ask people, well, what are you going to do for Advent? They're like, whoa, what do you mean Advent? I'm going to make Christmas cookies and go shopping and make sure the gifts are wrapped. That's not what I mean. We as Catholics are awesome about Lenten promises. We give up things, we do things for the poor. What do we do for Advent? Maybe that's something that we can do this Advent to prepare and to live in the moment. What can we do right now to prepare our hearts for the Lord's coming? Christmas is not about the decorations. It's not about the parties. It's not about all the gifts that we give or get. It's about the gift of Christ who came into the world, who humbled himself, who gave his life for us. That's what we're celebrating. So during this Advent season, a couple of practical applications for you and maybe a homework assignment for you and your families is to think about what you're going to do this Advent. Maybe one thing you can do as a family this Advent is to pray together. Maybe your lives are so busy all the time, you don't sit down together at a meal. Maybe this Advent you can do that as a family. Sit down and eat together. Maybe you can get an Advent wreath like the one that we have here in the church, and we're going to bless in a few minutes. It's pretty easy to make an Advent wreath. You just need 4 candles, 3 purple, 1 rose color, some greenery. Maybe you can come together as a family and pray, asking the Lord to help you on your journey to get you ready for His coming. Another way we can get ready for our Lord's coming at Christmas is to celebrate the wonderful sacrament of God's mercy and love, sacrament of the reconciliation. We have reconciliation here at the church on Tuesday nights at 5:45, on Saturday nights at 4 o'clock. I'd ask you, don't wait until the last moment. We're going to have a shared penance service with St. Martha's up in Kingwood on December 18th. Maybe you can go then to come before the Lord and to receive His love, because that's a great way to get your heart ready, to prepare yourself for the Lord's coming. Maybe you can do something to help the poor. Maybe to prepare your heart during this Advent for our Lord's coming, maybe you can do something for those who might not be as fortunate as you are. Maybe you can volunteer at a soup kitchen or work at Salvation Army for a couple of hours. Maybe you can adopt a family for Christmas and give gifts to families who might not be able to celebrate Christmas. There are lots of ways that we can help others and help the poor. And that's what our Lord's calling us to live in the moment. To live in the now, to help those who need help. The gospel message and Jesus' message to us during this Advent season is that we need to be ready. We need to be ready because we don't know when He's going to call us home. As we celebrate this wonderful sacrament of His love, we ask the Lord to fill our hearts, to help us to be ready for that time when we will see Him. We ask the Lord for the grace and the strength to live in the now, to live in this moment, accepting it as a gift, so that we can live our lives, share our hearts with those around us. May the Lord of love continue to bless us. May He bless us during this Advent season so that we can prepare our hearts for His coming.